Hey everybody, welcome to the True Crime Squad.
You're in charge, not me. Never mind.
I know. I'm Christy Brown here with my sister, co-host, and partner in crime, Katie Weaver. Hey, Katie.
I'm scrambled. Well, I'm fine. I got into the good gin because holy shit today.
What was that? What happened?
It's the only thing I could do.
I mean, we're here to update day 17 of court. If you were there, you know what an utterly pointless day this was.
Yeah. So here's the update. Paintball. Night, guys. Yeah. See ya.
Boom. That's it. It was, oh my God, so annoying. Like, do you think that maybe Pryor could talk about something other than paintball?
No.
Guns? We went through the same information with Vince Caiacamano until I bet he was ready to clock Pryor.
Vince is an actual saint. Rhonda
made some really good caramel popcorn, so I brought it with me.
Yeah, Vince is an actual saint for putting up with that. He got a little sassier with him today, I thought, but he had to.
Well, just self-defense, frankly. Mm-hmm. And just trying desperately, I don't know, to even understand what he was asking half the time.
Yeah.
But I don't get it. I mean, I understand, you know, he's trying to make sure everybody knows that, you know, that was definitely not an attempt on Tammy's life, except we all know that it fucking was. Mm-hmm. But do you guys think putting so much attention on this is actually, like, bad for him? That, like, why are you fighting this so hard?
I felt like,
why are you protesting so much?
You're putting so much attention on the paintball gun that you are making the other side's case. I honestly today had moments where I really wondered whose case he's arguing. Because all he did was argue in circles and make someone else's case. This is Chief Deputy Vince Caiacamano, by the way, in case you're wondering. Though, sounds
Daddy
short.
K is, some people are calling him.
Yeah, you can't see in this picture his tattoos. His arms are covered in tribal tattoos. Yeah. Super, super good guy.
Oh, yeah. Super good detective, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, Jess? See, that's what I think. The jury's got to be like, why are we still talking about this? Why have we listened to the 911 call 5 times now? Mm-hmm. What is the reason for that? You know?
Because when she said, holding it like a rifle, that didn't mean like a rifle, and she never said rifle, don't you know?
I know.
The way he kept trying to trick Vince, I was like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah. I know. It was really strange. Pryor was all over the place today. I don't even know exactly. I still am not sure what all of that was supposed to be about, you know?
Absolutely.
So the first thing that happened this morning is Boyce ruled on the motions from yesterday.
Yes.
So there were 3 attempts at getting past the hearsay rule. Uh-huh. There was the passing comment where Tammy said, my husband wants me to increase my life insurance. There was the passing comment, my husband called me a zombie. And the passing comment, never felt better in my life as I'm training for this race 2 days before she died. And it's that last statement to Pam Peebles, hero of the hour, Pam Peebles, that got in. So they will be able to call Pam Peebles and have her say that.
Mm-hmm. I'm so glad that made it
might
in.
Get said, honestly. Because those folks are going to be questioned.
Yep.
And then, you know, Pryor couldn't have one of his little panties in a twist moment, I guess. Uh-huh. Right. When I thought that too. At one point, Pryor said to Detective Kaya Kamanu, we'll save that for another day.
Oh, like,
another like, day?
Dear Christ. God, are you kidding me? Yeah.
What? Why?
Yeah.
And Vince is just not going to bite. That, yes, she said paintball gun. She also said gun. And she also said paintball thing, which is what I would have said. Because as a mom, I'm, you know, I'm a little younger than Tammy was. But I don't know. One of those paintball things, you know. Not something you have a lot of knowledge about.
No. Just backing back up to Pam for just a second. I hope they have her very well prepared. She's a really, really, really nice lady. And I hope Pryor doesn't snap her in half. I think she strikes me as the kind of person that could pull out some badass if she needed to. I hope that's true. She has a very, very kind voice. She's a really nice person. I'm a little afraid for her. Partly because, you know what, by God, we need to hear these words from her. I really wish Zombie would have made it in. That would have made a hell of an impact.
But I really wanted Zombie to get in because that word is so specific to this case. That one didn't get in because this witness didn't tell the prosecutor or the police that they'd overheard that until in March. So they were a little suspicious that maybe that wasn't legit. I frankly bet that it was legit. I would not be at all surprised that this had been said.
Absolutely. Pam is a co-teacher. Somebody that worked with Tammy.
Yeah. And just, you know, a nice person who came to the prosecutor and said, hey, you know, 2 days before she died, she told me she'd never felt better in her whole life. Would you like to know about that?
Hey, SB, nice to have you. Entirely. Yeah. They're all teachers. All three of them were teachers yet again.
Well, because that's who really knew Tammy. She worked. Worked with these ladies.
And again, and you guys have probably seen this from us for years now, but we are huge advocates of things being done correctly, even if we don't like them. And I think what happened in New York today with Harvey Weinstein is a damn good example why.
Yeah.
Because these entire trials can be overturned on one bad decision. Right. And who wants to do this again? And who wants to see Chad walk? Nobody. Nobody. So we don't want anything questionable to hit the bricks at all. So it's why we are always extremely careful about who we talk to. And I mean, we still, there's still evidence that we know that we have still never shared because we think that we shouldn't. Because we shouldn't. And that's just the truth. And so I think as much as I don't like it, I agree. I get it. And I don't want this case to be appealable. And I think Boyce has done a really good job with both of these trials to try to prevent anything that could be appealable. And when you look at Lori's, all the things that they sent over to the appellate court, there's nothing there that is all that egregious. Nothing there that was probably going to that would trigger a retrial or anything that wild, you know. Or so I'm not too worried about it. But Boyce is doing a really good job of, you know, tempering himself. I can't imagine he didn't want to go to clogging class today, right on John Pryor's freaking face. But he didn't. He kept his cool. He always does. He takes the time he needs to make the decisions that need to be made. I really appreciate that about him. And this is why. Can you imagine how those victims in Weinstein must feel today? My God, the devastation.
I cannot imagine. I cannot imagine. And to think that they're going to have to go through it all again is just awful.
That's the last thing we want is to see something like that in this case. So I'm here for it. I hate it, but I'm here for it.
Yep. It's true. And you're totally right. So Blake was on direct with Kaya Kamanu first thing this morning. And they did talk about some of Alex Cox's Google searches on his Homer J. Maximus account, which is fucking hilarious, you guys.
Well, did you catch that moment where Pryor almost said Homer J. Simpson and then caught himself?
No. Oh my God. That's awesome.
That would have been the best soundbite we ever had. That would almost have been better than the soundbites from 2 days ago where he admitted to being an idiot. But
right?
Yep.
So then we talked, he was searching about a ghillie suit, whether a gun will shoot through this steel shell of a Dodge Dakota, which was the, vehicle that Tammy was in fact driving when someone, shot her, not while she was driving, but it's what she was driving.
Can we please get some witnesses on the stand? Some neighbors, coworkers, friends who attest to what vehicle they saw Tammy driving every damn day. Can we please?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Because Pryor always tries to throw in there, well, maybe Alex was trying to kill Chad. I can't remember what officer it was that was like, well, it wasn't Chad who called 911 and said somebody shot at him.
I had this brief worry today with some of the things that Pryor said, that he was just about to introduce some doubt that maybe Tammy's the one that killed the kids and buried him in the backyard. Oh, he was hedging around with that Tammy knew about the light and dark list, and Tammy knew, and Tammy this and that. And I went, bitch, if you start trying that one, I don't even know. The whole world's going to burn down. That's all I can think.
Yeah. Well, he didn't quite go there, but he almost did. Mm-hmm. But he did talk, Kai Kamano talked about Cox going to the gun range. And yes, Quint is the name on his license plate. And yes, it is Captain Quint from Jaws. It is my favorite movie of all time. And he was signing in that way at the gun range. Mm-hmm. But Katie, you have some pictures of this.
I do.
If you can call it a gun range, you guys, it's just out in the desert.
It is, but I thought you guys might be interested in seeing the gun range. And so I'm going to actually just take us over to their website.
Good idea.
You can see exactly where Mr. C. Quint was, which, Alex, I guess you thought you were brilliant. Unfortunately, you, never have been.
No.
All right.
I'm not really sure what kind of an alias that is when it's on your license plate.
I thought that was a pretty gorgeous one from the parking lot at the Teton Gun Range.
Mm-hmm.
Looking right at the Tetons.
So this place isn't manned. You just show up, you put your money in a can or whatever, and you sign their thing. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like people are working here. They're not.
No.
But people can come out here and shoot, and it's just kind of a on your honor sort of thing. Mm-hmm.
That's why you could get away with signing in with a name that's not even yours.
Yeah, because nobody's going to be.
This is why in Lori's trial, they tried so hard to say that they couldn't have possibly known that that was actually him at the gun range, because you could sign in as anything and they don't have any cameras out there to prove that he was there. But right. Pryor didn't even bring that up.
No. Because they can. They've been able to prove it with geofencing. And then, of course, he uses his license plate as his name. And Kaya Kamanu said that he started going out there in early October, maybe even late September, practicing. And he did start going out there before the shooting at Tammy occurred. So he was trying to get better with that gun, but I don't think it went really well.
Well, no, because he was self-taught. Alex didn't know shit about guns, and Chad made him the head of security for the whole 144,000, don't you know?
Yeah. Then he went out and bought a bunch of guns, not knowing anything about them.
Like $20,000 worth of guns and ammo and shit, and he had no idea. Building a silencer? This one slays my husband every time. Building a silencer for that Grendel, he's like, he's lucky he didn't hurt himself doing that. I mean, not. Maybe we're all unlucky, but the fact that he did a lot of things he had no business doing, obviously. I mean, including killing people. But it's kind of wild, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is. They talked a little bit about the geofencing today, that Cox was in the area of the Dave house, kind of behind the closest LDS church out there, in the afternoon, and then again in the evening at the time of the shooting.
Yeah.
So it's not that big of a surprise that, guess what? He was out there, according to the location data. Kai Kamanu was able to get a location for Garth, who was at work when that occurred.
Yeah.
We did hear about the email between, we heard about the email when Charles emails Tammy and says, hey, we got a big problem here. Your husband and my wife are having an affair and I need to hear from you. So they brought that up again today, but it went in a little different direction than it did in our last,
Everything wrong. Yeah.
I was very confused. Because at one point when poor Vince Kayakamanu finally got off the stand after just arguing forever about the same things over and over again, we got the school's technology specialist on the stand. And he said, yes, that email was read. It was deleted. And then Charles's email address was blocked. Now, in Lori's trial, there was a big argument about that. Well, we can't be 100% sure that it was Tammy who read it. And maybe somebody else logged into her account. Because you can. It's her school district email. But she could have accessed it from home. And Pryor did not argue at all that she never saw that email.
No.
And they did vehemently in Lori's trial. So that was weird.
Archibald fought that one hard. That you, somebody saw that email. Somebody deleted that email. You can't say it was Tammy. That's what was said in Lori's trial. But of all the things to fight today and not fight.
Yeah.
Okay, then. Yeah.
There was a big thing for a while about UTC time, which is universal time coding. Idaho is minus six, so UTC time minus six. I don't know where, I don't know what any of that meant from prior. It was pretty much confirmed what we had already, what had already been said multiple times.
I wanted to grab a comment real quick from Phil, just because we're going to lose it. You know, this chat moves quick. He said, I was trying to understand if the prosecution concerning the GPS stuff with Alex, while Officer K was on the stand, was trying to say that Chad left and Alex came in and murdered Tammy. Because they said Alex was likely there from 10 to 10:45, but Chad's phone couldn't be located. You know, in Lori's trial, they never really said. They kind of implicated that maybe they thought Chad had just turned off his devices. If you kind of look back through this case, in many instances, Lori and Chad protected their data a lot better than Alex protected his. Yeah. So that's his kind of the ongoing question. Yeah. It's the ongoing question. Now, I hope they say it outright or prove it one way or another in this case. But the answer I have, Phil, is I don't know, because they haven't made that entirely clear.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a great question, though, and a good point. Yeah.
But they're right now, they're fighting really hard that Tammy just wasn't murdered at all, really, is Pryor's stance. That Tammy's death was a natural death, you know, the anemia and the essential oils. Because all that equals death. I don't know. My God. Yeah. So I think he's kind of staying away from that.
Sorry about the barking. Nellie's dad's home.
Oh, dear. But I think Pryor's staying away from some of that right now because he wants to go with the narrative that she wasn't murdered at all.
Yeah.
I think when they get the medical examiner on the stand, that's going to be tough. Although he's got some of his own witnesses. So we'll see where all that goes. It's going to be interesting. But one of the things that came out today that was weird and interesting was that Tammy and the family were aware of the dark and light ratings.
Yes.
And we're doing something called the body code. We're going to talk about that. Mm-hmm. But apparently they know that Chad discussed with Tammy and their children about the dark and light spirits. And he was rating 12-year-old children in his Sunday school class mm-hmm. as 4.2 dark spirits.
Yeah.
Which is really gross and scary. Mm-hmm. But this is a question we have all had. How much did Tammy know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I mean, she had to have known a ton because she edited his dumb books.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I'm going to put a link for the body code in the chat so that you can see it. But the body code is basically an energy healing book. And it is a book that there are a lot of LDS people who practice the body code and the emotion code. Mm-hmm. They're holistic healing methods. And you'll find that Mormons are preppers, right? All Mormons are preppers to varying extents, right? And doing holistic healing yourself kinds of things. I mean, we've talked about it a ton, how much we grew up with that kind of thing, you know, mm-hmm. it was, you were supposed to figure it out yourself as much as possible and do things as naturally as possible. And frankly, as cheap as possible, because, you know, we didn't have health insurance as kids.
Nope.
So they were doing a lot of that kind of stuff, including this book, The Body Code. I'm going to mm-hmm. put a link to it to Amazon. The body code does not talk about rating people dark and light and zombies and that kind of stuff.
No, uh-uh.
That's coming from Visions of Glory.
Yep.
But this energy work and just the growth in particularly Mormon women interested in energy healing, uh-huh. we can attest because we used to own a metaphysical store uh-huh. where we taught just energy healing, not the weird kind, just the regular like Reiki that people are familiar with. There are a lot of women in the Mormon church who really struggle that with this concept that, you know, the men have the priesthood and the women don't have a way to do laying on of hands healing. And we all kind of know that women tend to be a little more intuitive in these ways, you know?
Yeah.
And that women recognize that they want to be able to learn how to help their families. And so just the regular like energy work, calico energy healing is another version we've seen here that is basically a Mormon spin on energy healing. And the body code is another one. And definitely it sounded like Tammy was way into that.
Uh-huh.
And that was the first time we're getting a glimpse now uh-huh. of a lot of things about Tammy that we have not known before.
Mm-hmm. But we have heard.
That's really important.
Mm-hmm. We had heard from very trusted sources that lived out in that area that there were multiple groups of women that were meeting in just like living room scenarios to study energy work and practice energy work and essential oil healing and things like that mm-hmm. with each other. We also know that some of those groups got busted up by the church, by their bishops, and told them mm-hmm. they weren't allowed to do that anymore.
Yeah.
And so that was going on. There used to be an energy healers conference here every, this used to burn us up. There used to be an energy healers conference here every fall that we were not invited to or involved in any way, which is fine, except for that it was them. It was the body code people that were all getting mm-hmm. together to do their thing. Yeah, that's not unheard of around here at all. Yeah.
No, and it is akin to Reiki. I mean, just think basic Reiki, that's what they're doing. That's what they're talking about here. Tammy was talking about, you know, clearing one of their kids and, you know, they were doing some of that stuff. That doesn't mean she was in the whole zombie situation. However, uh-huh. I don't think she was. She didn't know what he meant when he called her a zombie. Uh-huh. And we know the jury's not going to get to hear this, but when he called her a zombie, she laughed it off. Like, I'm not a zombie.
Aren't they? I'm still trusting that Pryor's going to kick a door open that he can't shut.
And he may. He may, because the judge really said that if the defense opens the door on this, there's nothing I can do. But that extreme dark stuff, that's the stuff that comes from the book Visions of Glory. So there's a real combination of things being mixed in here, along with just regular Mormon belief. Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. Paula, that's right. Word came from Salt Lake that women were not to meet in any capacity without a priesthood holder present. Yes.
Yep.
Women are not responsible to be meeting alone without a man. Mm-hmm. That is a real thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Reiki, there are a lot of different types of Reiki, Gran, and you're probably thinking of the, you know, original Reiki that came out of Japan and with the symbols. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of other kinds as well. And yeah, there are lots of versions of energy healing out there that come from, you know, other traditions. And that's really what the body code is. And then there's emotion code as well, which is another version of healing that's about releasing trapped emotions in the body.
Which Mormon women, they have some trapped emotions in the body. I'll tell you that right now. because they are expected to be everything to everyone all the time in every way.
Right. So it's not surprising to me that we're seeing some of this come up, honestly. Let's see. So some other things that they got from some communications with Tammy. In her emails, she said that she hadn't been sleeping well while Chad was gone. Guess where Chad was? He was in Houston with his lover goddess. She was in Houston. This is when she and Charles had split for a while. She went to Houston, supposedly to see JJ, I think. And then she paid to fly Chad to Houston. He stayed in a hotel that weekend, and she was there with him. I'm sure she was. So did Tammy know that he was out where he wasn't supposed to be, doing something he wasn't supposed to be doing? She wasn't sleeping well while he was gone. You know, Pryor really wanted that to mean that she was on death's door again. I'm like, my God, dude, do you ever like get a cold and then get better?
Yeah. He's tried really, really hard to prove anything. I swear to God, if she stubbed her toe, that meant she was 2 seconds from death.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So there was some questions around the children that were rated dark by Chad, which, gross, what a jackass.
Pryor read those kids' names into open court. Not redacted, not initials, their whole names.
Minors.
So first of all, kids, you're not dark. You're not evil. Chad's just an idiot. Second of all, I hope you think it's funny as hell, because it is. You got under his skin. Good job.
You definitely did. Well, Pryor wanted to know if any of those children were dead.
Yeah.
Implying that just because you're dark doesn't mean you're dead. So then Blake on redirect asked the same thing of Kaya Kamanu. And Kaya Kamanu says that he hopes they're all alive, you know? Mm-hmm. And Blake asked, I love Blake. She's got the best mic drop moments of everyone.
She has the most professional snark that ever snarked.
She does. She said, did those children stand between Chad and Lori being together? And Kaya Kamanu said, no. Because remember, it's the telestial relatives that die in this story. Yeah. There was a big thing made about the fact that Tammy didn't like to drive long distances alone. And that was because of her medical concerns, you know, those ones that do not exist. they were talking about her visit to her family in Springville, Utah, only a couple weeks before she died. And this was a trip that Chad had encouraged her to take, don't you know?
No, it wasn't Chad. It was her grandmother. Through Chad, remember?
Through Chad.
Chad had a vision or a dream that her grandmother said she really needed to go spend some time with her family because reasons, you know, reasons like he wanted to bang his girlfriend while she was gone. Also reasons because for some reason he seemed to think she was going to be killed in a car accident on that trip.
He sure did. Mm-hmm. Makes you wonder if he did something to that car.
It sure does. Yeah.
That he, you know, did a bad job on, because of course he would.
Yeah. But Tammy didn't like to drive. A lot of people don't like to drive. If I drive somewhere, my kids literally call me and go, what are you doing?
Driving. Why are you driving?
You know, because my kids track me on Live 360. You'd think I would track my kids. I'm on Live 360 with them, but I rarely look at it to see where they are or what they're doing. But these kids have it set so that they get an alert when I leave my house. And I will get a phone call. Where are you going? What you doing? You're driving? Where's Dad? Why are you driving? Like, I'm 46 years old. I've been driving for a long time. But for some reason, they think I can't drive. Well, I can. I just don't like to drive. But I sure can if I have to. And maybe Tammy had just had an ass full of chat at that point and just really wanted to go see her family. Her sister Sam was her best friend.
Yeah. So they tried to make a big deal out of that because of her medical problems. Except there aren't any medical problems. This is such bullshit. And I'm sure that they're going to continue to reiterate that as we go through. We still haven't even seen the medical examiner that did her autopsy, but Noah. Right. He did. Chad loves to make, and prior to makes Tammy out to sound like this pathetic woman. And then you hear from all these people who knew her and all of the things that she was doing. And you're like, yeah, no, that can't be the same person.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah, mine too, Jess. She said her husband's a terrible passenger, so she has to let him drive. Amen.
Oh, yeah. That is Scott drives,
so we can stay married. That's correct.
Right. So, yeah. But it's nice to be getting kind of Tammy's side of things a little bit more. So then one of the things that Priya brought up.
People acted really shocked and upset that Tammy knew about the light and dark scale, was, you know, somewhat involved in the conversation of things Chad was talking about. I just want to say that I don't be shocked and surprised by that, or do, but don't let that hurt you or make you doubt. That isn't surprising at all, really, in that family. And also, it sounds like Tammy might have been involved in a women's energy group of her own. We don't know for sure, but this feels like very normal stuff. Yeah,
it does. You know, I don't think that Tammy ever went to the extreme. She didn't buy Chad's hype. She didn't see him as the real prophet of the church or any of that shit. She wasn't buying in. That's why he was searching outside of his home for his acolytes, because his wife didn't believe it. Now, did some of his children believe it? That's a big question.
Yeah.
It's a really big question. The other thing, you know, Pryor's got to have all, you know, he's always coming up with alternatives to the crime. So we heard again today about the bipolar teenager that was running around the neighborhood causing problems. First of all, this is not a neighborhood. This is farmland.
Yeah.
With houses in between fields. Like, it's this is not a neighborhood where someone's running around causing problems. These houses are pretty spread out. Like, there's a lot of space. Every time I hear that, I'm like, what? And then there was the situation with the neighbor, the Prices, who someone stole their dog. And so then Pryor tried to float a theory that maybe those people came back and that's who shot at Tammy, because why would they have done that?
Only it was a woman that stole the dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's been fairly well established that it was a man that shot at Tammy. So that didn't really go anywhere, but it was painful.
There's a rumor, and I'm telling you it's a rumor because it's a rumor. I can't verify this, but I'm going to tell you there's a rumor. Oh, gosh. Okay, I lied. Nellie's dad is home now.
Oh, boy.
Basset hounds. Everyone should have 12. that apparently Garth had moved away, and Chad told him that he had a whole bunch of dark spirits attached to him, and the only way to get rid of them was to move home at some point. These are ways Chad was manipulating his family with all of this dark and light and evil spirits and shit. That had been going on for a hot minute. Yeah. I'll do you a favor and mute.
That's pretty hilarious. Yeah, they love their dad. Those pups, when they come home, they love their dad.
They do. The howling is just really something. Yeah. It's the chihuahuas that you're hearing now. But yeah.
So another story got floated today. And that story is that Deputy Cannon, who was the deputy who originally responded out there to the shooting, then was searching paintball guns with Tammy in the house on her computer. Now, that 100% came from John Pryor. There's no evidence of that. It's not in any of their reports. Kaya Kamanu said, "I as far as I know, that did not happen." But again, floating more alternates and theories to try to discredit this story. I don't know why he's trying so hard to discredit this story. I mean, he's got the actual murder of Tammy to deal with. Mm-hmm. Why he's working so hard on the paintball gun thing? I mean, he has beat it into that jury's head until they are probably so fucking tired of him talking about it and playing the 911 call again and over and over and over. Like, they're just going to tune him out after a while.
He lost them so many hours ago. So many hours ago on this one.
Yeah, because this went on for hours today.
All I could hope is that they ordered them something damn good for lunch, because they deserved it after sitting through that. I was really also thinking, how many of them are looking at their watch going, when the hell is lunch? Jesus. Yeah.
It just went on and on.
Janet wanted to know. Janet, the answer is 4. I have 4 dogs. I have 3 chihuahuas and a basset hound.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is that an entire herd of chihuahuas? What is that exactly?
Yes, yes it is. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah. So they went back over what the Grendel looks like, what the tip of it looked like, where it could have had the suppressor screwed onto it. We talked about the whooshing sound some more. Mm-hmm. We talked about all of that. They talked about every bit of it. So after Blake was done recrossing, then of course, Pryor had to, he cannot ever not get the last friggin' word. No. So he recrossed, but it didn't last very long because the judge was like, I'm going to limit this because we're all really tired of listening to you.
I still thought it was too long. Even then, I felt like he went out of the scope. But yeah.
It was ridiculous. Sure. So finally, poor Vince gets off the stand. Here's the thing, though. Kaya Kamanu is the case agent. He can be recalled at any time throughout this whole case. And, Pryor did refer at one point to, we'll save that for another day. Mm-hmm. And I think everyone secretly wept.
He probably died a little inside. We'll see Kaya Kamanu back. We will also see Hermosillo back. We're not done with either one of them.
I'm sure. Yeah. So,
but also,
Spencer Cook.
Pryor, John, if you're listening, and I know you're not, his name is Deputy, not Coulter. It's Cannon. His first name is Coulter. Why do you keep calling him Deputy Coulter? His name is Deputy Cannon, not Officer Coulter. Stop saying it.
He literally asked Kaya Kamanu to just call him Officer K, which is not his title,
nor
because he can't say Kaya Kamanu, because he can't be bothered to
learn
even
how to
try
say someone's name. Yeah,
I mean, once you've heard it a couple times, it's not that hard. We grew up with the Kaya Kamanus. Some of them were our age.
You to spell it, John. Just say it. Yeah,
just say it and spell it.
Write it phonetically on your paper. This isn't that hard.
He's a jerk about getting people's names wrong and getting, just disrespectful overall, disrespectful stuff.
Yet again today, I thought, there's a lot of people in Ada County that are back the blue folks.
For sure.
Back the blue people on that jury are not appreciating all of the disrespect that he's showing to the officers. Anybody that has any law enforcement experience, anybody that has any kind of military experience that understand how important those titles are and that they're earned, they don't appreciate him constantly misusing them and abusing them. It's rude and disrespectful. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because it is. It's really rude. And I mean, seriously, you can't be bothered to say Kayakamanu. It's not that hard. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right, Jess. He's had the case for 4 years. He should know it backwards and forwards, except he doesn't.
Yeah.
And we see Greenhalgh that over and over too. Again.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Greenhalgh. And I grew up with Greenhalghs, and some of them say Greenhalgh, and some of them say Greenhalgh. Mm-hmm. It's not that hard, you know?
But she made it very clear that her last name is pronounced Greenhalgh. It is small things, but they become big things, and they become big things to certain jurors who notice those things. Maybe you have a funny name that gets mispronounced constantly. And when you hear that stuff, it pisses you off. And already you're damn mad at him about the comments yesterday about accusing Tammy of being fat and being a cheater on the Fitbit challenge. And now this, he hasn't made any friends on the jury.
Look what I found.
Lapidity, 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 lapidity.
I found lapidity.
So did he.
Also, I do have a little clip for you. This was just a funny one that happened today.
I had to wiggle the cords a little bit.
We don't want you wiggling.
No, please don't be wiggling anything at all. Mm-hmm. No.
The hot new girlfriend, she wants you to wiggle you by yourself. There's no wiggling.
I'm an idiot. I'm an idiot. I'm an idiot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. But that was kind of funny. Mm-hmm. JSI says I'm nodding as if you guys see me. We feel it. We all know you're there. We all know it.
Yeah.
The body shaming yesterday of a murder victim was real low, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's true, Jess. When he is that inaccurate, he's asking to get an appeal waived because he asked the wrong question.
Yeah.
When he said Officer Coulter so many times. Yeah. Well, he said Officer Coulter so many times today to Kayakamanu, and I kept thinking, Vince, say to him, I don't know who you're talking about. Make him fix it. Don't allow him to just do this shit. Do not.
Right. Right.
Right. We don't know, but I'm going to assume some of the people on the jury are overweight. Yeah. Or at least think they
are. They're Americans. Yeah. So, yeah.
We're fatties, man.
Right. It just, anything that comes across as making fun of other people, it blows credibility for me. Mm-hmm. That's not a person I'm going to be listening to. Mm-hmm. It pisses me off, that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's see. So we had Mr. Cook, Spencer Cook, on, and he was the technology guy, and he did talk about that email that Charles sent to Tammy, and he did confirm that, yes, it had been read, it had been deleted, and then Charles had been blocked. And to him, he felt that that meant that, yes, in fact, that was seen by Tammy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pretty interesting.
It is a question we've all been asking for literally years now. Did Tammy see the email? I think she knew Chad was having an affair. There's been lots and lots of talk of Chad having other affairs. I had a little fantasy today when they were talking about Julie Rowe. Because yet again, I'm really, really hoping she's on the stand. I hope that somebody asks her point blank. I think it's prior. So this is my thought. That he asks her if she ever had a relationship with Mr. Daybell. And he would have a plan for this. I mean, that would sound bananas to actually draw out more of his bad acts. But it would be to prove that, well, Tammy lived through that one. Well, have any of your children died? Did your husband die? Did Tammy Daybell die? Okay, then. You know, that would be his thinking. But, oh, man, I would love to hear her have to admit on the stand whether that's true or not. Yeah.
I know. I would, too. Well, okay. This is a really good question. And I do think that this is what he's trying to do, but I think it's not working. Do you think he's doing it on purpose? Like it's a good old boy, Atticus Finch, hometown lawyer vibe, trying to get jury sympathy. Yes. I do think he's doing that very poorly and not successfully. Uh-huh. He is trying to be relatable, and yet he is anything but relatable. Mm-hmm. He just, it's not working.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Yeah. It.
Well, it's what Archibald and Thomas did, but they did it well, you know, but it's because they
both were much better at that.
Remembered their manners and never mm-hmm. really got belligerent. It was an incredibly rare event for one of them to get pushy or belligerent ever, but he did it every time.
Yeah.
Oh, Arwen said that Endless. Julie said in an interview that Chad sexually assaulted her. Well, that wouldn't surprise me. Chad seemed to take what Chad wanted. I don't think that would be a surprise at all. No. Yeah.
We did get a little Julie Rowe conversation today in some of Tammy's emails. Mm-hmm. But remember that their publishing company published Julie Rowe's books. Mm-hmm. Until Julie Rowe got a phone call from her stake president. Mm-hmm. Let me explain what this means. This means that the high up leadership of the Mormon Church started mm-hmm. noticing all of her crazy batshit stuff she was teaching in the books she was writing. And they said, you got to stop doing that or you're out of the club. We're going to excommunicate you. That's what that means.
Yeah.
So she had called Tammy or emailed Tammy to say, I told them I don't have the rights to the book. My books, my publisher does, but like they wanted her books pulled from
now
being available for sale. Mm-hmm. Also, she told Tammy that she knew that their stake president was going to be reaching out to Chad for the same thing. Mm-hmm. They were in big trouble. Mm-hmm. They were about to get kicked out.
Well, I believe Julie did.
She did. She's been exed. Yeah. And then, of course, Chad has too now.
Yeah.
But even before, you know, the murders happened, they were already in trouble because they were writing all this stuff and saying that this is, you know, Mormon fiction and nonfiction and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it was not following their teachings. And you just don't do that. The Mormon Church publishes all of their own stuff. They have their own publishing arm. You're not really supposed to be publishing anything unless you're publishing it through Deseret Book and Deseret Publishing.
If it is gospel based in any way.
And if it is Mormon based, then it should be approved. And this stuff was not approved and it wouldn't be approved because we're talking about the same kind of stuff that was being published like Visions of Glory.
Yeah.
Which was published by a publishing house in Utah that Chad used to be the managing editor for. He was not the managing editor at the time that Visions of Glory was published. He had already moved on and they were in Rexburg.
Yeah. But
he used to be the managing editor for that publishing company. And they've published a whole bunch of stuff that is the stuff that gets people excommunicated.
That's now been kicked out. Yeah.
Yeah.
When we were kids, there was an author named Jack Wayland. Jack Wayland wrote Mormon fiction. They were all about girls, actually. They all had a female name associated with them. And people around here absolutely devoured Jack Wayland's books. Then Jack Wayland moved to Rexburg and was a physics professor at Ricks College and then BYU, Idaho. And people were rabid over Jack Wayland. But those were the kinds of books that you could read a novel that was written by a Mormon, so you knew it didn't have the bad stuff in it. And that's why they want to, you know, LDS people, they want to read books from other LDS people so that they know they have things in them that they'll resonate with and won't have things in them that they aren't comfortable reading. And so when LDS people are publishing books, they are widely popular with other LDS people for obvious reasons. And, you know, this fringe stuff really took off for a while until the church went, holy shit, what is this?
Yeah. And it went way, way far.
Yeah.
There's a couple questions here I wanted to answer. Is Tammy still required to spend eternity with Chad? Technically, yes. They are married in the temple.
Chad's excommunicated.
Oh, you're right. Sorry. Chad's excommunicated. Okay. No.
I'll tell you how I solved this because we've been asked this several times. So
that's right.
I actually texted our cousin who's a state president because I was like, play this out for me. And then right after I texted him and said, hey, can I pick your brain? And he was like, yeah, of course. What you got? And I asked, I typed out this question. Then I went, I'm an idiot. Never mind. I have the answer. No, right? And he was like, yeah, no, of course not. So he's been excommunicated. So no, they are no longer.
That's right.
The only way, and now this will sound so fucked up, but it could happen. Okay. Mm-hmm. The only way is if after Chad dies, because Chad's going to go to prison, so he will never be able to reinstate his membership with the church because he's going to be convicted of murder. He'll be in prison. He's just done. But if he didn't, okay, yeah, he could, and Wes didn't get any convictions, he could work towards reinstating his membership with the church, but that's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about when Chad dies. So let's say the next generation of Chad's family, Tammy has died, Chad has died. They do Chad's temple work. Mm-hmm. So they would do baptisms for the dead, rebaptize Chad. I promise you that will happen. His family will do that.
100%.
And then they could, I think, do the temple ritual over again by proxy. You've heard about this in the trial. Mm-hmm. But the church, their belief is that then you would have the option on the other side to receive those blessings or not. So I think Tammy could still decide, at least in the eyes of the church, right? To understand that I'm talking to you from the eyes of the church, that he could, you know, Tammy could choose to, yes, be married to Chad through time and all eternity. It is very possible that somebody will at least do Chad's baptism. I doubt they try and do a sealing with Chad and Tammy, but who the hell knows? I mean, stranger things have happened.
Oh, somebody might, because cringier shit has occurred. And we know that Emma's been messing around with people's genealogy and potentially getting some of these people's temple work done who've been murdered.
Emma, so the church has a huge database of genealogy. It's called Family Search. I highly recommend visiting it because you'll probably find a ton of your family there. It's pretty interesting. They have my husband's family tracked all the way back to the earliest settlers in the United States and beyond. Mm-hmm. It's very interesting stuff.
Well, we go back 13 generations. Mm-hmm. That our work has been done for us. Like, that we can see who our ancestry is. It's cool and creepy.
But Emma, after the kids died, did the kids' genealogy.
Yeah. And you can tell because when someone changes a record, it says the name of the person who changed the record in the app. Mm-hmm.
I'll show you one so you can see what it looks like.
Yeah. Yeah. So right there.
This was merging families. Families. Married families. But this was Emma that had initiated that for JJ.
And that's just gross. I'm sorry. What are you doing?
And for Charles.
So this gets real weird and no boundaries and shitty quickly.
Well, yeah.
And this is a great example of that.
Yep. And work she was doing with Tammy. Because when you have a loss in your family, you do typically, somebody enters that information to the church's database so that they have accurate information about their deaths. But she did that for JJ and Tylee.
So not cool.
Not cool. No.
Mm-mm. Right, Pam? Did Tammy's sister have a light dark rating? Well, you know, she did confront Chad after Tammy died. Like, what the hell is going on here? I don't understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is happening? So at that point, probably.
Yeah. Yeah. These guys are all going to have to hit the gin after this show.
Right. Oh, gosh, Heather, we've been out a really, really long time. I've been out of my church 28 years. I left when I graduated from Rick's College because I knew I didn't believe it. And then I almost immediately came out as gay. Mm-hmm. So it was a real good time to get the hell out.
Yeah. Well, thanks for being here, Phil. He had to go back to work. Dang work. It just keeps getting in people's way. I just, don't these people know we all have a trial here? Hello.
Right. This is important.
Yeah.
Would Julie be a witness for the defense or the prosecution? I would bet if anybody calls her, it's defense. Mm-hmm. I don't think the I don't know, though. They called Mel G and they called David W. And they're pretty wacky. I don't think the prosecution really has anything from her. Will we see any AVAL writings or will that parrot dude testify? Probably not. We're hoping for the testifying, but as far as the writings, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
What's a stake president? Oh, okay. So a stake is a group of wards. So like wards are, you know, like certain neighborhood boundaries, like this group, but people that live in these blocks all go to church in this ward, which is they all go to church at the same time and they're governed by the same like bishopric, which is just a group of men, of course. So then you put a bunch of wards together, that's a stake. So then that's one higher level of authority, basically. Yeah. The stake president has authority over a bunch of
bishops. Yeah. Bishops. It's just a larger umbrella over a grouping. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's stake. I know somebody said state. It's STAKE.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why is that? I don't know. It's weird.
There was always jokes when we were kids about going to the stake center. Like, are we going to Sizzler or are we going to the church building? And you're right, Julia. Not all LDS people are preppers. It's a good point. Not all LDS people are preppers. There's some degree of like being ready for the second coming. But this like really,
not this extreme stuff.
Extreme spending $10,000 on food storage stuff. However, my mom used to buy us food storage for Christmas. She always had food storage. However, she used,
I think there's a big bag of wheat in my basement for no reason.
I remember an aunt for Christmas one time gave me a water purifier so that you could like drink out of a stream.
Yes. Yeah.
Sure I still have it, to be honest. I think being a little prepared for what, for the unexpected is smart, but the level of
it's definitely something that we were raised with and the expectation, but not to the extreme that these guys were going.
Going and spending $10,000 on food that's just going to go bad in your basement and stuff like that. Not everyone's doing stuff like that for sure. Yeah.
I forgot. I promised you guys baby kitty pictures.
Oh, yeah. And Heather Daybell did work with the stake president, with her stake president, not our family. But because she was the stake, wasn't she the Stake Relief Society president? Or in the Stake Relief Society presidency? So something the Relief Society like is the women's organization within the LDS Church. And she was involved in that. So I want to back up a little bit because somebody wanted to know what would be the point of doing the kids' genealogy. The point would be so that their temple work gets done because JJ had not been baptized. So there will still be at some point, somebody will, or maybe has, I'm sure that Woodcocks absolutely would hate to hear this happening, but it probably has or will happen, that his name will be entered in the temple and somebody will do baptisms for the dead for him. Tylee was baptized. We know that. Brandon Boudreaux baptized her, but neither of them, of course, had the adult temple rights, the
endowment.
So they will do that in both of their names at some point. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, I find it very disrespectful, especially for Emma to be the one doing it.
Right. But she was doing that as their stepsister, as their family. I know.
Yeah, that's a real stomach ache for me.
JJ wasn't baptized because he wasn't old enough. He died when he was 7.
Yeah, Mormons are baptized at 8.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so I told you that my baby kitty. Oh no, we have too many things in here. That my baby kitty was born, and she was. I don't know which one she is. There are 6 babies. 6 babies were born last night. So sorry, I have to delete some pictures because our
pictures are we too full? Full.
And I can't. So I asked my cousin to send me some, you know, not slimy pictures of these babies so I could share them with you guys. And she did. So I'm going to show them to you. So I don't know for sure which one we're getting yet. We want a girl. We wanted an orange tabby girl, but there are not very many of those. But there are a couple of calicos. Oh. And they will be girls.
Yeah.
Because calicos are mostly girls. So here's the crew.
Oh.
They're sweet. But look at those little calico babies. Ooh.
They're so cute.
It's a couple cuddled up with mama.
Oh, poor mom. She's been through a lot.
She has. She birthed these six little wild ones. This one is super cute. Look at this.
Well, daddy's look orange and white, right? Faces.
Yeah, daddy is an orange tabby and mama is a gray tabby.
Uh-huh. And they're both Persian.
So, yes, and they're Persians. Yeah. So one of those babies is going to be mine. One I know for sure. I'll definitely send you a picture. I'll share a picture with you guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so one last thing on that, because I know we've put a lot of information out here that you guys are like a little confused and bothered by. The belief in the LDS Church is that they will do your baptism and your endowment, and you will be in spirit prison after you die because you can't enter the three levels of heaven because you're not baptized or endowed. And then you'll have a choice whether or not you'd like to accept those blessings. That's the belief.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There was a big fracas with the church, probably 20 years ago, when it was discovered that they had been taking all of the names from the Holocaust.
It was in the 90s. Them
in the 90s, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe there was even a lawsuit over it. It was a big thing, you know, because obviously the Jewish relatives of people that were murdered in the Holocaust didn't appreciate that, you know. And the church feels like what they're doing is benign, because you could choose to accept their blessings or not. But, you know, people were very offended by it and made them stop. You can't blame them, but Donna would be afraid Emma would send her to hell. She just doesn't have the power. I don't know, Donna. I'm getting 3.6 dark vibes here, so I don't know.
Yeah. I just find it very strange that she's doing that work for them. What?
Yeah. The greatest compliment, Donna.
yeah. I mean, in this situation, we all want to be dark, frankly.
Right. The plan is to do ordinance for everyone who's lived on Earth. And yeah, they did baptize Anne Frank and so many others. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's how that works, in case you're curious. That's, I know. So much of this just is really foreign. And I get that entirely. And I hope I'm doing it justice. It's
so familiar that I think sometimes it's hard to explain it.
Right.
Because we grew up with it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true. We probably do a bad job sometimes explaining it. I'm glad you guys ask a lot of questions. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right? I know. I want to see Emma on that stand too.
Yeah.
And I want to see the prosecution talk to Emma on that stand. Yeah. Because you know there's going to be some bullshit when she's on the stand for the defense.
Do we think that Lori asked Emma to do that? I wouldn't put it past her at all. We know Emma was talking to Lori, so.
Yeah.
Possible. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. When will David W. share his dream? I don't know. I don't know if he will in this trial. He did in the last one.
Did they keep him under seal? They did, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. He could be called back.
Yeah.
Prior has subpoenaed him. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see.
I don't think they all believe their dad. I don't.
I don't either. I don't think they all do. I think some of them do.
I think that there's at least two of them that are all set here. The rest of them, they were born into a family, an LDS family, where the dad holds the priesthood and is the, his final word goes. He's the father of the family. He's the patriarch of the family. And they were raised in a religion where you do what the patriarch of the family or of the ward says. You do what the man says. You don't really question it. And that depends on the family. I mean, I know a lot of LDS families that aren't nearly that, you know, devout or strict, you know. I mean, again, this is a really strict, really indoctrinated family, obviously.
Right. Right.
But, yeah. Oh no, we both have left the church a super, super long time ago. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Just right. Emma had books about her. Chad, one of his books is called An Errand for Emma.
Mm-hmm.
I also cannot get past the fact Emma's name, well, is Emma, and her husband's name is Joseph. The founder of the LDS Church's name is Joseph Smith, and his wife's name was Emma. And I think that somehow that has been a little feather in her cap and Chad's all along. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know, it is kind of odd.
Mm-hmm. She is. She's not at Tammy's school anymore, but apparently she's at Kershaw, so she is still a teacher.
She's but just she at a different school.
Totally changed her look. She's bleached her hair. She looks totally different. Yeah.
And you're right, Brandy. JJ was a special needs child, and in Mormonism, that just means he goes right to the top of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
That's the belief.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hadn't thought of that in a while, but yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that is true. Yeah. Is it possible that Warwick isn't intuitive and just knew something was up and couldn't put his finger on it, so he had a dream? I think two things are possible. I think that's possible because he does seem to me like he's pretty dialed in and is obviously mm-hmm. very spiritual in his way, you know, and connected to his religion.
Well, and really concerned about JJ.
I also wonder if the dream was triggered by actually hearing screaming in the night.
And maybe it was. Maybe something really did happen. Mm-hmm. And they are not saying that, or they didn't realize it, or because they both are covering something. I mean, they are.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, correct. Yeah. Not binding if you choose to not accept it in the afterlife. Correct. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah.
Wild stuff. But it was a weird day. It felt like we didn't accomplish very much, even though it was a full day of court. They did end early.
Mm-hmm.
But it was still like, man, did we get anywhere? We got a few things. But yeah, it wasn't that much. So tomorrow should be interesting.
Yeah. Obviously we were all begging for Pryor to be done with that cross because, dear God, that was awful. Just awful. Yeah. And the repetition and constant trying to get Kaya Kamanu to step in it, to say something. I just wanted to give him huge props for how many times he said, I can't answer that. I don't mm-hmm. know that. I'm not sure on that. I'm not qualified to say that. I wasn't there for that. He did a really good job of denying what he doesn't know. Yeah. And I really, really appreciated that. Yeah. Then a neighbor would have heard. Maybe. I mean, those are townhomes, you know, that are like stacked right next to each other. So maybe Joelle. I don't know. I would think so. Boy sounded bored and annoyed, didn't he? Yeah.
He did. He sounded really frustrated multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, though, JJ was kind of known for screaming and making scenes. And so a neighbor might not have even thought anything of it if they heard him yell in the night, you know?
That's a really good point. Yeah. A really good point. Yeah.
So, Maureen, we have done a couple of Mormonism Q&As already. Mm-hmm. And so if you just scroll back in our videos, you'll see that they're there. But we can continue to do them all through. As we know, there's a lot of this stuff that is real confusing.
Teresa, we'll check the settings. We had some weird settings this week. Again, like this has been a Mercury week. Everything's been weird. Mm-hmm. Our live last night, apparently, afterwards didn't allow for comments, which is really weird because we didn't set it that way. Yeah. Mm-mm. Yeah.
It's weird when we do the same thing on our end and then YouTube just does something else completely different. And you don't know when that's going to happen or not.
I couldn't even fix it. I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know. But we'll We'll definitely be taking a look at that again and paying attention. And sometimes YouTube just screws up.
YouTube has a mind of its own, but we'll try. Yes.
Yeah.
Leslie said, I'm late to the discussion, but the light and dark thing is going to be a big stink. Oh, I lost it. Hold on. Is it the same words with different meanings? As what?
Like light and dark versus good and bad? Is that what you're meaning?
Maybe so. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, we didn't do it on purpose. And when I went to fix it, it doesn't say that we did do it. So I don't even know. It also didn't monetize, which was weird because everything around this case is monetized. No problem. Mm-hmm. We fight YouTube a lot because of true criming. We say all the words and we swear a lot. So it gets us in trouble sometimes. But just the murdery words are the ones that get us in trouble, and they don't monetize some of our episodes. And, you know, sometimes you can fight it, and usually we win those, and sometimes we don't. But last night's episode, they denied monetization, and I was like, why? You've this entire trial, 16 days, 17 days, you've not said a word. But then I fought it, and they immediately monetized it, but still with the comments. I have no idea.
So, yeah, we don't know. Let's see. Why do you think Pryor has opened this crazy stuff? What's in it for Chad? Because he's trying to say that this is just their religious beliefs. This doesn't have anything to do with anyone dying. These are just their religious beliefs that they have the right to have.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think it's going very well, frankly. But that is one of the theories I think he's pushing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I do think Melanie Pawlowski will testify. I do. I think that's exactly why the prosecutor was like, listen, Judge, we need some ass kicking here. If they screw up again, there has to be a penalty because we need them on the stand. And the judge was like, yes, I agree. And let everyone know that's under subpoena that they're going to be in trouble. You know, there's going to be a fine. There could be jail time. Yeah, I think so. I think she'll be there.
Yeah. I do too. I don't think they're going to let her get away with it again.
So my interest is tomorrow. I was really glad they brought in the school guy, the tech guy this afternoon. We needed a palate cleansing after
very much
everything else. So my question is, are we going to go back to technical stuff now? There are going to be some days where the FBI techie guys are up there that are incredibly long and dry. Very important information, but they're pretty boring. Are we heading there now, or are we going to get the ME? I'm kind of surprised we haven't had the ME yet. We've had quite a bit of murdery stuff, but we haven't had the ME yet. So will we get the ME tomorrow? I doubt it. I don't think they're going to start the ME on a Friday. I don't even think we'll have the ME on Monday because there's no court on Tuesday. Right. So I'm thinking we won't see the ME until at least Wednesday, if it's next week. I'm thinking tomorrow we may see more like teachers, friends, principal. We still haven't seen the principal, and I think we will. Tammy's sister. We're not there yet. But
yeah, for sure.
But I think it'll be people that are going to be shorter trips to the stand.
Yeah. And that is a real relief when that happens, I think, for everyone. I can't imagine. Must definitely be for the jury. Holy crap.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And maybe the ME. Well, the ME has nothing to do with the kids, though, because there's a different ME for the kids. The medical examiner. Sorry, Bailey. The medical examiner. Because the medical examiner that did Tammy's autopsy is in Utah. Yeah. And they were amazing last time. Really good. Really, really good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, and it could have been scheduling on the ME's part too. But I'm thinking multiple witnesses tomorrow that bangs out pretty quick. That's my thought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. The prosecution said they were bringing in people from out of town, but I mean, that's pretty much everyone.
Yeah.
In this case.
Yeah. But like the people they bring in from Arizona, they don't want to have to put them up for the weekend, you know? They want to put people that they think that they're going to move in and out quickly or that are more local. Now, tomorrow night, I believe I'm on my own, right?
Yes.
Okay.
You are.
So you guys.
I'm camping. Yay. In my motorhome. Finally getting to take it out. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'll be around watching court and stuff. But I won't be here for tomorrow night.
Right. And unless I force one of my kids to come with me, it could happen. I've done it before.
You have.
Right.
You have.
And they've heard about this case and tell, they hate Chad just for making them, you know.
Listen to it. And you're right. We have not seen Zulema yet. And she's definitely, we're definitely going to see Zulema.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, man. Yeah.
Prior, so there is Zulema, so much still to go.
Imagine this. Prior and Zulema, what that's going to look like.
Oh, boy.
Oof. Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think we've done it.
I think we have. Yeah.
I hope y'all have fun tomorrow night. Yeah. I know I'm going to be having fun sitting around the campfire.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Sue said like Mars. Awesome place to be. I would get Mars because she loves to talk about this case. My daughter Mars, she brought us into this case in a lot of ways because she had the press credentials that got me into the places that I had no other way to get into. Because when this case started, I've already told this, most of you know this probably, but she was the editor of our local school newspaper. And she was writing about this case, and her advisor's husband was a police officer. And so she really had an inside track. We got into places, like we were there when they found the kids at the press release. We were there when Kay and Larry were into town, when Lori was extradited. We were there when Larry was, or when Lori got to town and was put in the jail, you know, because of Mars's press pass. So, but she's actually going to be, she coaches college softball and she's going to be on a softball trip. So.
Well, dang.
They lost both their games today and I've been waiting for a phone call because I know she's going to be really damn mad. Uh-oh. I was watching her games in the background today and, well, it was bad. Dang it. But maybe someone else will join me. We'll see.
We'll see. And I'll be back. I'll be back on Monday. And there's still so much more to come, you guys. I don't know. I don't think we're at a place to predict anything at this point other than just keep watching. And, you know, always remember this. That. Yeah. Never forget. I like to have fun with technology. Makes me feel better. You know what I mean?
Could you so not anyway. Get it? Oh, that's crazy. Yeah. All righty. Well, we'll see you tomorrow. It's going to be interesting. That's for damn sure. Yeah.
Yes, it is. You know, we're right. The True Crime Squad. Have a great night, everybody.
Take care.